You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Joining us right now is Ken Digabowski, who's hanging. I invited you to hang out the whole show. You've never done that before, just so now you can see it from beginning to end.
I get a chance to watch everybody move to the next phase.
Look at this. There's a buffet has just been set out before you. And I told you, I know I only told you at 10:30 that we might have, but you probably don't eat in the middle of the night, do you?
I do. That's why I look the way I do.
You look fine. We have incredible food. I've only been able to take one bite of something from, I think, Mara, I think I had a piece of sausage. Is that what I grabbed?
Sausage and peppers.
Sausage and peppers. All right, let me make sure I introduce everyone properly. Joining us in the studio right now, we have Terry Rempert, who's the executive chef and owner of La Buona Vita. And you have an event coming up tomorrow, which is the Holiday Cheese and Wine Tasting, Cutting the Wheel. Tell us a little bit about Cutting the Wheel.
Well, what we got is we brought in a wheel of cheese from northern Italy, from the Piedmont region. It's called Fontina di Asti,
mm-hmm.
and we will be cutting that and tasting five wines, one of which you have in front of you. It's our La Rote Chianti
mm-hmm.
Superior, and it's a nice wine, and as well it's as lovely. We'll be doing a French champagne. And
can you describe a Fontina? Is a more creamy cheese, isn't it?
It is. This one is, it can be, it can also be a little dry, but this mm-hmm. one's this one is creamy. It's a nice melty, it's kind of cheese good for melting. It's aged, I don't know, around nine months or so.
And when people come in for a cutting the wheel experience, is it like on crackers? Are you getting, you know, like...
We will serve some crackers and bread with it, but mm-hmm. yes, we'll have a wheel out, and then I'll have...
Do people walk up to the wheel and they just take a slab of it?
I'll have my cheese knife and we'll cut it, and then
Why are you using two hands for your cheese
because
knife?
It's a big...
How big is the wheel?
The wheel is 17 pounds, so it's a very large... It's a very large
Esmeralda, he's holding up two hands to cut. He's like showing his it like this. Like
that's right. Well, that's because you cut it down with that so you don't cut yourself if you're using a small knife.
Esmeralda, have you ever had a piece of cheese that you had to use a knife so large it had handles on both ends?
Only in my dreams.
Only in your dreams. I think we need to go eat this this Fontina cheese.
You should come out and taste it. Anyway.
Oh, absolutely. This is tomorrow. Well, I'll be in North Carolina. I'm so sorry.
Oh, wow. You're quick.
Right.
tomorrow, it is tomorrow from 6 to 9, and it's a $10 charge for the event. It's a nominal charge just to taste five exquisite wines mm-hmm. and some great cheese.
And, you know, when I stop in Lincoln Square, I try to make sure that I stop at some of the places that I've been fortunate enough to, you know, owners like yourself and mm-hmm. chefs that I want to go into the restaurant because I've been to Artango. I've been to a lot of the destinations. When I was trying to find yours, I think that I was too early. I think it was in between like the lunch and the dinner hours. And I was like outside the window banging on the, let me in.
That's
oh, you're in LaGrange.
Because we're in LaGrange. Yeah,
I'm
know,
so confused. I love Lisa coming over. She's like, they're not in Lincoln Square. No, you're much farther away from me.
We
it's,
are.
It's
that's
the traffic that keeps
and
me.
And that's exactly
you.
Why you couldn't find us. So, but it's okay. So
now
makes
I remember.
Sense.
Now here's the thing. What I love about your destination is that when we were talking last time about how you choose the wines for your shop, you talk a lot about like the memory of what mood you were in picking the wines for customers. I'm putting it all together now.
That's right. Well,
it's been a year.
That's right. So no, I do. We try to look. You know, we're Northern Italian. We're trying to focus wines in that direction, and
mm-hmm.
Trying to figure out what people like and enjoy, and what goes with their food.
Has it changed at all? Like, I mean, even in the last year, do you see trends as they start to sort of evolve?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. I mean, you see, I think people going for say, you know. Smaller portions, lighter eating habits,
really?
And things like that. Yeah, I think so.
And I think it's reflected, like as far as people wanting to eat locally as well,
right?
And be able to shop locally, so that's an opportunity they have at your.
They do have that here in for us in LaGrange. So it's nice to have. You know, we have great quality food. We're a scratch kitchen, so we make everything there. Even the sausages you're tasting, we make our own sausage in house. So it's kind of nice. Everything is made right there. We make our own pasta. We have a pasta machine and grind it out every day and have fresh pasta. So.
Do you give tours of your kitchen? So
we do.
Like a tour kind of place.
Well, we've had some dessert tours come in, and I've always shown people the kitchen because we're proud of our kitchen. It's small, but it gets the job done, and you know, we can produce some good products.
Excellent. And again, this is in LaGrange. So it's La Buena Vida is at 15 West Calendar Avenue in LaGrange between 6 and 9 o'clock. But you can also go to their website, labuonavita.com. That's labuonavita.com.
That's correct.
And that sounds like a very fun evening. As by the way, Ken, are you a wine and cheese guy or cheese guy? I know you're
cheese
not a wine guy.
Yeah, not a wine anymore, not since my illness, but yeah, I love cheese.
I know. But by the way, are you sure you don't want to take a bite of some of the food?
No.
What?
No, I'm trying to.
It smells.
It's my New Year's resolution.
Craig, you got to get out here and get some of this food. I'm just saying. And Esmeralda, I mean, if I eat all this by myself, there's not enough CrossFit in the world for me to be able to work that off. Just not.
It's the holidays.
Well, and I know, but that's not an excuse. I mean, I've been eating straight since the election. I can't stop eating. We also have in studio with us from our Tango Bar and Steakhouse, we have Mara and Sebastian and what was that?
Maria.
Oh my God, what is wrong with me tonight, Lisa? It's you already gave me a drink, that's why. Maria. Mara's over here.
I'm
that's
here.
What,
I'm
that's
here.
What happened. I'm sorry. Craig, can we go back and start the entire show over again? If you don't all mind, we're going to do this. It's all going to be fixed and editing. Maria, how are
Maria?
You doing? Yeah, how are you doing tonight?
We're doing great tonight.
Excellent. But when I was last in your restaurant, you guys were hosting a wedding. It was a lovely.
Yeah, it was like little wedding, 25 people.
They so start, cute.
They did ceremony on site, and then they had their own dinner, some cocktail hour, so it was beautiful.
And some dancing. And I have pictures, but I didn't get permission from them to use them, so I don't even know why.
Oh, if you can send it to us, we'll be awesome.
I don't know why I was taking pictures. I'm like just taking pictures, and I'm like, I probably should ask these folks.
You got our permission.
I have your permission? You need a microphone, my friend, over there, Sebastian. There you go. So tell us a little bit about your event that you have coming up on the 14th. You have the Mary Malbec event, which is an Artinian. Okay, seriously, start the whole show over again for me, Lisa.
I'm going to
the
Argentinian.
I am from Artinian.
Artinian? I'm just, you know, if I could just drop a couple syllables, who needs it? They're extraneous at this point.
You need wine for sure.
I know.
Malbec.
Oh, look, she's giving me. I don't know if that's really appropriate.
Malbec helps.
Well, now, Chianti it was the first wine that we had, which is from La Buena Vida. And this is can you tell us the difference between the Chianti, this one, compared to other Chiantis? Because it tastes a little smoother than some of the ones I've had before.
Well, yeah. There's various grades of Chiantis.
That's nice.
This is, like I said, a Chianti. It's a superior. It's not a Reserva, but it's close.
Right. Okay.
And so you have kind
it's
of
a
like
less
your
oaky.
Table, right? You have your table wine kind of stuff. You have things. This is aged a little longer, so it's a little smoother. It's just a nicer grape. Obviously, a little more expensive, but it's a very nice, you know, Chianti that's been aged.
It feels like special event Chianti.
It is. It's dry. It's nice, but you know, we serve it here, so we have it for every day. But it's very nice.
There you go. Well, every day's a special occasion.
That's true.
And Sebastian and Maria for the Malbec, because it's one of my favorites. I don't know what it is, and it's not just because it sounds like a cool word.
You know why? What is this? It's spicy.
Oh,
yeah. When you're drinking Malbec, you just like open up everything and you're like, oh my God, it's like, what is that? It's Malbec.
It's a different experience
for
the
wine, too.
It's a
different experience.
Yes.
It's not smooth. If you were expecting like, oh, okay, I'm going to drink wine all night. No. When you drink Malbec, you're thinking about Malbec. It's like, I'm drinking wine.
Right.
I'm drinking real Malbec.
We're settling into the wine.
Yeah. So the one that we introduced tonight, it's Zuccardi Malbec.
Mm-hmm.
It's from Zuccardi family in Mendoza, Argentina. It's a very famous winery. They've been around 100 years. So we have different varieties from regular Malbec to premium one, which is Zuccardi Zeta.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing wine. When you're drinking this wine, you don't want to talk. You just want to enjoy it. It's so powerful. It's so tasty. It's so sexy. Just amazing. We love it.
That's very cool.
Yeah, so on our Malbec, Mary Malbec, it's a wine tasting, and we want to introduce different Malbec that we have in our restaurant. So it's different companies, different wineries from Mendoza, Argentina, different prices, of course, and different levels. So I want people who come and enjoy Malbec. Also try a little taste of our appetizers. We're going to introduce some empanadas, of course. Picada. Picada is like tasting of cheeses and
sausages
and some little
Sebastian's like, don't forget the sausage. Don't forget the meat.
Yes.
Well, it was a steakhouse. I went to Our Tango and I posted a photo and everyone was like, where's the steak? And I was like, but this is amazing food as well. It's so now I have to come back and have some meat.
We're having octopus, I remember.
Yes, I did have octopus. That's exactly what I was going to say. Well. Wow, you remember my dinner better than I did.
Yes.
No, it's not true. My mom and I had a wonderful time.
You mentioned we have the best octopus in town.
That's because I'm not, the thing about octopus, because you know it's so, it can be done poorly. It can be chewy. It can just not be quite what you're looking for. And that was the best I've ever had. Was
yeah, it's
restaurant.
About octopus. It should be tender.
A pulpo. Mm-hmm.
It should be tender. And at the same time, it should be crispy outside.
Right, which is a delicate balance. It's not easy to get.
It should be perfectly done. So we're working really hard on our octopus.
We are hanging out with our friends from the Artengo Bar and Steakhouse for their Mary Malbec event. La Buena Vida's Terry has been telling us about the wonderful wine and their event, Cutting the Wheel. They're going to have a 17-pound wheel of cheese that you've got to go try. And Mara, I feel badly because I already said your name preemptively before we got to you. We're going to take a break here and come back and find out more about the Holiday Cava class coming up at the Spanish Square.
Great. Thank you.
More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. We have a segment here on Pretty Late called Overbite Air. And tonight I feel like we've got three Overbite Airs. We have all the way out in LaGrange. Not all the way out. I don't want to make it sound like it's a haul, because some people are listening, live in LaGrange, and they're like, I'm right here. It's not that far. We have La Buena Vida's Terry Rempert, who's been sharing his wonderful wine. We've had some Chianti. And also some cocktails. We're going to get to those in a moment, because I also don't want to forget about, we have our friends from Our Tango in Lincoln Square. They've got a wonderful event, their Mary Malbec event tomorrow, December 14th. Not tomorrow. Yours is tomorrow on the 30th. Tomorrow night is the Cutting the Wheel event. On the 14th is the Artango's Mary Malbec event. And in Lakeview, we have Mara, who has the Holiday Cava class at Spanish Square. Hi, Mara. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing well. Thanks.
Tell us a little bit about Spanish Square.
Okay, so the Spanish Square is owned by myself and my husband, mm-hmm. Manuel. He's our token Spaniard. Kind of need one of those if you have a Spanish restaurant.
So, I don't know. Where's Rick Bayless from? I don't think that...
I'm sorry?
Where's Rick Bayless from?
true.
Just, you know.
We met in Spain. We both, you know, kind of shared a passion for food. Mm-hmm. And his first trip here, he was like, I can't believe they don't have lomo ibérico and jamón ibérico and all these things. And on the flight home, we were just like, oh, someday we should open a store. It'll be really fun. And we can have a little tasting bar.
One of those fantasy moments.
Yeah, and now we have a restaurant and a market. And it's
been amazing.
A lot of fun. Yeah.
Very cool. When did you open?
January 1st.
Well,
so
wonderful.
In 1 year.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And tell us about the Spanish class, the Holiday Cava class.
Okay, well, I'm really excited about it. It should be really fun. So we're going to taste through 8 different wines. Mm-hmm. 5 of them will be cava. And then we're going to do 3 still wines from the Penedès region, mm-hmm. to kind of get to familiarize ourselves with the varietals there. And then we'll have some light past appetizers or tapas, because you can't really drink that much wine without having something good to snack on. So it should be a lot of fun. Michael from Cream Wine will be leading the class. And so it'll be a really good opportunity to learn some things about cava. If you're not familiar with it, it's, you know, Spanish bubbles. And, you know, maybe pick up some great wines for the holiday and impress your friends, you know.
And these are all, by the way, just great ways to celebrate the holidays with your friends, with people in the community. And how do people find out more about your event?
So we post everything on our event calendar online. Mm-hmm. Or if you stop in, we always have, you know, things posted around there. So if you go to our website, thespanishsquare.com, and click on our event calendar, we list all our events. Like, we have a Rioja tasting coming up and some New Year's Eve events and even live flamenco. So,
and the thing about tastings that all the restaurants are doing is that it gives people a chance to try things they would never otherwise. They see something on the menu and it has a description. But this way, now, do you have someone talking them through each flavor? Because, by the way, I wasn't familiar with cava as a description for a cocktail. I mean, for wine.
Yeah, well, actually,
it's not
that's
wine,
exactly what Michael's going to be doing. You know, he's going to let you know exactly what cava is and why you should be buying it.
Very good.
So it's, you know, similar in champagne in that it's bubbles. It's made in the traditional method, but it uses the 3 traditional varieties from Spain, which would be Charelo, Parellada, and Macabeo.
Well, there you go. I need to come to more of these events, so I'm familiar with all the language that goes with, you know, trying different wines. Mm-hmm. And Maria, at our tango, when people are sampling the Malbecs at the Mary Malbec event coming up on December 14th, do you go through and, like, kind of have people, do they talk a little, you know, are people encouraged to share what they think?
Our plan is to make it more casual, so it's mm-hmm. not like a lecture and everybody sit down and make notes. It's going to be more casual. Everybody going to sit down at the table, and a representative from our restaurant will go around, introduce mm-hmm. the wine, talking about winery, talking about history behind what, and talk about different flavors.
Right.
So it's going to be one person who's going to do that. So it's going to be between 6:30 and 8:30.
On the 14th.
On 14th. So it's going to be more relaxed environment, mm-hmm. do like dinner time with the music on the background, and they can enjoy the wine, enjoy the food, and learn something new.
Excellent. And then for the cutting the wheel event out in LaGrange, I keep saying out in LaGrange.
It's not out in LaGrange. We're only about 12 miles out.
I know. And you guys have a metro stop that makes it convenient for people.
We have two metro stops.
Why? Who gave you two?
I don't know. We have LaGrange Road and we have Stone Avenue, so we have two right in LaGrange.
So it's convenient. People can just take the metro out there. And about how far, like maybe an Uber ride or?
Oh no, we're two blocks from the metro stop. So
I know. Last
it's
time
very it, convenient.
I feel badly because I keep meaning to get to LaGrange. See how I cut out the out part.
So I did it
to enjoy the restaurants.
But our event tomorrow, we're having Dave Thomas from Pure Wines.
Nice.
He's the purveyor of all these wines and coming out and explaining them and pouring them so that people will not just taste but also get a little education on the wine they're
fantastic.
Drinking.
And I know you brought a lot of other stuff, so let's take a break here and we'll make sure we've touched on everything that and you know I don't want to leave anything out, so we make sure we have all the events for Spanish Square. It is on December 6th. You can go to thespanishsquare.com for more information. Go to labuonavida.com for the information on tomorrow's event, Cutting the Wheel, and for our tangos on December 14th. You can go to ourtangosteakhouse.com. More in just a moment. I'm Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Joining me is Ken J. Gubowski, who has been sitting next to some amazing food. And he's like, oh, I already ate. It's past midnight. I'll turn into a gremlin. something. I'm going to send you home with some of this, though, because we have a lot of food.
It looks fantastic.
Amazing food and drink. With us, we have Mara from Holiday Cava class. She's going to have this event on December 6th from the Spanish Square. And I know that you have a deli and market. Tell us a little bit about your destination as a cuisine.
Yeah. Enjoyment. Well, one thing, like I had mentioned before, one of the reasons we came up with the Spanish Square was that we kind of noticed there was a void in the Chicago market for a lot of the Spanish products. Mm-hmm. And so one thing that's really exciting is we get to bring a lot of those products in. So we import directly, we work with other importers, and then a few other distributors. So we get to bring in a lot of delicious treats from Spain that are very unique. And it's a lot of fun. And actually, we're even having an event this Saturday on the 3rd, a kind of try it before you buy it, kind of kicking off our holiday baskets.
Nice.
So it's our biggest sample event of the year, and we're just going to have tons of things from the market and from the bodega, which is kind of like the winery. And actually, all the wines that we do sell are actually available retail as well. So that cava, Raventos, that you just tried, we mm-hmm. will be having it in our holiday cava class, but you can also buy it retail as well.
So you can learn more about cava and the wonderful food that they have at the Spanish Square. They're at 1358 West Belmont Avenue, and you go to thespanishsquare.com. And Lisa was telling me that for New Year's Eve, you're having the 12 grapes of New Year's Eve.
Yeah, one thing that's really fun is that, well, here it's my kind of New Year's Eve because we get to start at 4 p.m. and end at 6. It's a very family-friendly event because we're doing it live with Spain. So,
what?
Yeah, it's 5 o'clock here, so it's perfect. We did it last year, and it was just such a fun kickoff to our opening. And what it is each stroke of midnight that you eat one grape. So everybody has chipmunk cheeks and, you know, you're all laughing, but it's, you know, to celebrate and have a prosperous 2017. And actually kids 8 and under are free for that event.
Well,
so.
Because the great thing is, and I'll be performing on New Year's Eve, and we have something called New Year's Eve for people who can't stay up till midnight. Yep. So that's actually something you're doing right in Lakeview. It's
exactly.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What a great way. So at 5 o'clock, you don't want to keep the kids want to be able to ring in the new year, but mm-hmm. you don't want to keep your, you know, 8-year-old up until midnight.
No.
Otherwise, yeah. Otherwise, everyone's hurting the next day.
Yes.
That's wonderful. So again, go to thespanishsquare.com to find out about everything that's going on, including their wonderful grape event for New Year's Eve. For everyone. And Maria and Sebastian from Our Tango, you're open on New Year's Eve and Christmas Eve.
Yes, we open Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and New Year's Eve. We have a big program going on, a special menu. Mm-hmm. For Christmas Day and Christmas Eve, we have a special menu, 3-course meal, $55 per person.
Ooh.
We have live music by Jan Maksim, very famous cellist in Chicago. He's going to play some Christmas tunes and also other famous songs. Very excited. Everybody love him. He's been working with us for about 6 months, and every time we have a concert, full house.
And for the prefix menu, what can people expect? Will there be pairings or suggestions for what to drink
yes,
with your meal?
Yes, it's going to be suggestion wine, mm-hmm. Definitely Malbecs. Everybody crazy for Malbecs. Everybody who comes to Our Tango, what kind of Malbecs do you have? We have extensive varieties of Malbecs to choose from. Very affordable prices to very fine Malbecs mm-hmm. from Argentina that you cannot even find in anywhere in Chicago in the market. So we're working exclusively with distributors from Argentina who bring us these wonderful Malbecs.
Oh, sounds like an amazing, just an amazing time. And I haven't been to LaGrange or to the Lakeview for the Spanish Square. And I promise I will get there. Now I have a bucket. I'm building a bucket here, Ken, is what I'm doing. And my bucket gets bigger every time we have guests with wonderful restaurants. Our Tango is located in Lincoln Square at 4767 North Lincoln Avenue, and you can go to ourtangosteakhouse.com. And also with us, we have Terry Rempert from La Buena Vida, and he has his event. By the way, the Our Tango event is on December 14th for the Mary Malbec. As she was saying, everyone loves the Malbecs at their restaurant. You can try five different Malbecs. Learn more about the wine that so many people are drawn to. And at La Buena Vida, you have the cutting wheel. The wheel cutting. Wait, I'm going to
cutting of the wheel. Cutting of the cheese wheel tomorrow. Yes.
Yeah, but that's not how the parentheses. It's cutting the wheel. Just cutting with your big, double, huge, double handled knife.
We're going to be cutting the wheel with
just
a big
slicing
knife.
It down.
Right.
And you also brought in a lot of great food and other cocktails. Tell us a little bit. We brought glögg.
Well, right. I brought some glögg with our little holiday cups. We're going to be selling hot glögg through the holiday season and mm-hmm. giving away our. 4-ounce coffee cup, and then we've got a couple of cocktails. The one you have in your hand right now.
This has cranberries and a sugar rim glass.
This is Mrs. Claus. That's got gin, Saint Germain, and a little cranberry juice. And so you've got a cranberry deal there. And then the other cocktail that you see is mm-hmm. called the mistletoe.
Is that rosemary?
It's
and a
rosemary and a cherry in there. Yeah, so it's a little
so looks like a little Christmas
piece,
tree.
That's right. It looks like a piece of mistletoe. See a little mistletoe going. Mm-hmm. It's a nice drink. It's got cherry vodka. So it's in a little tonic.
Oh, so, that's good.
And the food you're tasting is our new bar menu, Bar Bites. So we've got some sausage and peppers, Vesuvio wings, and our baked meatballs, which we make, of course, in-house.
Well, and my guess is, and Lisa was telling me, too, the holiday catering has got to be off the hook with these trays.
Yes, we do holiday catering. We do have half pans and full pans of all our menu items that we offer. You can come on in and eat as well at the restaurant and reserve us and set up a banquet. We have a couple, like them, we have a couple of events coming up. Christmas Eve, we have a pretty extensive specials menu. And then on New Year's Eve, we have a three seatings, 5, 7, and 9. With special menus for both all the evening.
For anyone that is concerned about, do you do prefix? You know, when it comes to like the menu's already set up.
Oh yeah, I've done
and
that
the pairings.
Before.
I was very hesitant the first time I ever. My husband and I were like, oh no, I kind of like to be able to have my own pick. So we went to a restaurant that's no longer open. Ix Cap, who's oh my gosh, I can't remember the name. It was Gino Bahana's restaurant, and it was the most amazing experience because it's really when you have a prefix menu, the restaurant, the chef, the owners have taken the time to say, this is how we want to present ourselves. We're dedicating all of our time and efforts to really putting our best out there. And there's nothing like it. when you experience what the restaurant really wants, you know, feels is the essence of who they are. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I agree. So it's nice. It's fun when you get to do a prefix menu because you get to, you know, limit it, set it, mm-hmm. and give people a treat. In our case, on New Year's Eve, we actually, you know, do some higher end food that we normally wouldn't do.
Right.
But to give people a treat and some nice choices, but limit those choices. But you give people a variety.
It's like giving yourself over, don't you think, Maria? It's like, take care of me. You're saying take care of me, make the choices for me.
Yes, be relaxed, enjoy time with your family. Don't think about the menu.
Right.
We'll think for you.
We'll take care of you.
We take care of you.
And Mara, you were mentioning that that Chicago didn't have much in the way of Spanish food. The thing about tapas is that it's communal. You know, everyone
yes,
kind of shares 100%. These small plates. And mm-hmm. and I love that.
Yeah, you know, things that are really important to us or to me personally, are very important in the Spanish culture, and that's family and, well, food
sure.
and wine. So those are all kind of priorities in my life. And, you know, it's just really fun kind of bringing that there, and we just really wanted to create that feeling in the Spanish Square, you know, so, like, families are welcome and everyone's welcome. And, you know, we don't have kids running around the plaza at 2 a.m., but... We try to recreate Spain here in Chicago.
It's lovely. And again, before I let you guys go, I want to ask you, I'll give you guys a second. You know, let me know what's the one thing you want people to know about your restaurant, about your destination for a culinary experience. Maria, since you've been on more often, I'm going to go to you first at Artango, which is in Lincoln Square at 4767 North Lincoln Avenue. And you can go to artangosteakhouse.com. What would you like people to know?
Yeah, the first thing, of course, it's meat. Everybody crazy for our meat.
It's meat!
Yes, it's meat, steaks, it's Argentinian way. We serve with chimichurri, different kind of chimichurri, classical, spicy, and Malbec reduction.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa, she loved it. Every time she comes, she's like, I don't know why, but every time it's better and better. So that's all about steaks, of course, empanadas, mm-hmm. and ceviches. That's...
And your and tango lessons as well. Sebastian, tango. You tell us. Go ahead. What do you want?
They always talk about food, and since I'm an artist, you know,
yes.
I think more than food when it comes to a restaurant.
It's the entire experience.
Yeah, the entire experience. What do you feel when you go in there? You know, it's the music, it's the tango, it's the performance, it's eating, it's drinking, having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's very important to present all this when the you know, the guests are coming.
Right.
It's not just... food. I know we're talking about food because we are restaurants, but we also present art and present dancing and this energy that the tango mm-hmm. has spread, which is
a lot of passion.
A lot of passion, very sexy. And people feel that, especially in yeah. these times, people need to, you know, express themselves
and put it all out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And feel, you know, a lot of emotions, not just eating, but eating and music and art and dancing and
let it all hang out.
And live.
And live.
Live life.
Just live.
Live.
Live life. I agree. And Terry, tell us about La Buena Vida. What's the one thing you want listeners to know?
Basically, we're a scratch kitchen.
Yeah.
That, you know, we make everything that we do in-house.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like I said, from our homemade pastas to homemade sausage and meatballs, which you're tasting tonight, that, you know, people can come in and realize that we make it here. We try to buy a local and... It's good food. People enjoy.
So there you go. And that's labuenavida.com. And they are in LaGrange at 15 West Calendar Avenue. Also, you can call 708-352-1621. And Mara, tell us what your listeners know about the Spanish Square.
I think, you know, just kind of for that authentic Spanish experience, you know, it's really important to us, you know, to keep our tapas, you know, original to how they are in Spain.
Right.
I mean, even some of our recipes on the menu are my mother-in-law's. So,
so sweet.
Yeah, she was here and she's like, I don't know why anybody eats anywhere else. This is the best restaurant. And I was like, that's because we know our recipes, Conchi.
That's wonderful. Oh,
but,
so cool.
So, and it means so much to us when, you know, people from Spain come in and they're like, oh, this adobo tastes like home. And, you know, they're from Cadiz, and that's where adobo is from. Or, you know, they're like, oh, the ensaladilla, it's perfect. And, you know, that just means so much to us. Or when people share their stories, they were honeymooning in Barcelona, and they got the chocolates that they found in our market. You know, they just make me smile because they're sharing experiences that I had that made me love Spain so much. I mean, I loved it so much, I brought a Spaniard back with me. So...
Yeah.
And now we have a little Spaniard, so there's lots of love.
Taking care of all of that
but
business.
Yeah, so, you know, just that experience and, you know, sharing memories and just getting to be part of that with people and, you know, seeing it in people's eyes and them reliving that, you know, amazing mm-hmm. vacation that they had. And it just really means a lot.
Well, thank you so much. I think our listeners know that all of our guests have a lot of passion for what they do. So please, again, visit the Spanish Square in Lincoln, and I'm sorry, in Lakeview. Go to thespanishsquare.com for all upcoming events and their menu and how to get there at 1358 West Belmont Avenue. La Buena Vida, labuenavida.com. Again, in LaGrange and Art Tango Bar and Steakhouse, arttangosteakhouse.com. Thank you so much, you guys, for coming in, and happy holidays.
Thank you.
I will see you all, I promise, before, I don't know. I'm trying to do a schedule in my head. I'm like, North Carolina this week, Los Angeles the week after that. It's so many things. I have to clean my house. I have a tree to put up. I have a snowman to inflate. More after this on 720 WGN.